It's been over 20 years since the genocide that took the lives of over 1 million Rwandans. Salt Lake City resident Ambassador Pierre Richard Prosper led the legal team that successfully prosecuted the first case of rape as a war crime. He and his team's work was featured in the documentary The Uncondemned, which was shown Friday in Salt Lake City. I was recently able to sit down with Ambassador Prosper to talk about the events of 1994.
It is all too much. A calamity of such epic proportions, so massive in size and scope, the truth of it is far beyond journalism's reach.
At the French military base in Goma, Zaire, they press up against the gate, begging for bandages and relief from pain. In most cases, there is nothing the medics can do. It's a scene that typifies...
So the first conviction for rape as a war crime was handed to a mayor. Who was this first person brought to justice, and what were some of his crimes that you were charged with investigating?
Yeah, so his name was, is he still alive, Jean-Paul Akayesu, and he was the mayor of a town. And interestingly enough, in Rwanda, the mayor is an extremely powerful position. And I think you'll see that a lot in the developing world where at that level, it is an authority who is closest to the people. And the people in the community looked to that authority for guidance. So in certain ways, the mayor is more powerful than the head of state, because he had the full command and respect of the population. So when we investigated him and brought him to trial, we were charging him with genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, including killing, torture, rape. The list literally goes on.
What kind of devastation does this do to a community such as the Tutsis that were targeted with rape?
Well, that's a very, very important question, because the answer puts into context what rape really is. Rape not only is an act of torture and extreme violence, but it's also an act designed to destroy. Not only does it destroy the victim herself or himself, for that matter, but it also destroys the fabric of the community. When you have mothers, sisters, or whomever that are being violated in the most horrific way, they're being violated in public, and it's known, the impact that it has on the others in the community, whether they're male or female, is dramatic. And what it does to that social group, it continues to not only belittle, but also, as I said, destroy.
I've got to imagine also that in these circumstances that there was also probably intimidation of witnesses.
There was plenty of intimidation. I mean, if you think about, you're dealing with a situation where a million people were killed, there's no reason why they wouldn't kill a witness. We saw, you know, witnesses being afraid. And we had actually witnesses being killed. Before the start of our trial, we had several witnesses being killed. And it was an effort for us to persuade people to come forward and expose themselves and put themselves at further risk for the sake of justice.
All right. Well, Ambassador Prosper, thank you so much.
Well, great. Evan, thank you for having me.